Blog Talk Radio.
Gathering his name.
said, we have come, yes, gathered to worship Christ, our Lord, oh, world, thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. We've come into this house. We have come. Glory. Gathered in his name to worship him. Is that why you've come this morning? Come on, say it. We have come. Come on, say it. Come on, say it like you mean it. We have come. Come on. Gathered all to worship Christ, our Lord. Oh, word. Oh, yeah, Christ. Come on. So forget about yourself this morning. So forget. Concentrate on him. And worship him. Said from his spirit. So forget about yourself this morning. So forget. Concentrate on him. And worship him. Bless your name, God. So forget about yourself. Come on. So forget. Concentrate on him. And worship and worship and worship and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, worship him. Christ, come on, Christ. Let us lift up holy hands. Let magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Hallelujah. Magnify his name and worship him. Come on, worship him. Christ, hallelujah. Our Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, say, somebody say, worship him. Hallelujah. Christ. Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Come on, worship him this morning. Worship. Christ our Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. Come on and worship him. Come on, clap your hands in this place. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Can y'all just put your hands together like we down south and let's go to church? I feel like having old church today. Come on. Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
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 We have
a victory.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
Say it again.
upon the mountain. To me you have run, oh my beloved, you've captured my heart.
Oh, Most holy and righteous Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for early morning's rising, last night's rest, Father God. Oh, we're thanking you for Sunday morning service, God. Oh, we're thanking you today, God, for you being holy, God of heaven, smiling down on us with another great day, another great time to just come together, God, and just reign in your presence, Father God. We just thanking you for the glory that you're showering down on us, Father God. We praise your holy and righteous name today. We're thanking you, God, that we're able to come on our phones and on YouTube and Facebook, Father God, all over the world just to hear a word from you, Father God, which we stand in great need of. Father God, we're thanking you that you're providing for us, that you're giving to us, Father God, that you're protecting us, Father, you're healing us. Lord, you're doing great things in our life, Father, and we're glorifying your holy and righteous name today, Lord. All over, God, there's people that are going out, Father God, that are listening to that word right now, Father. We ask you to be in their service, those that are bringing the word, Father God. If they have any issues, Lord, we ask you to remove them, Father, and fill them up, Father, with your spirit, that the spirit will flow from breast to breast, from heart to heart, Father God, and that they would hear the word, Father God, and that it would seep into their spirits, Lord, and then they would spread it throughout, Father, all the week, so others will know the saving knowledge of you, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our world for us. Father God, we're asking you to be with the war-torn countries today, Father God, with important decisions that are being made right now, Father God, that's going to affect all of us, Lord. Make the right decisions, Father God, with our leaders, Father. Ask for protection over the servicemen, Father, policemen, firemen, doctors, Father God, those that are transportation operators, Father God. We ask you to cover us with your blood, Father, of protection, giving us traveling mercies, Father, and those that are less fortunate, Father. We ask them for provision, Father, only you can provide, Father. Father, we ask you to give your people a will to know you and want to know you better, Father God, because you don't want one soul lost, Father. Build up an army, Father God, that will know you, that will recognize you as who you are, Lord God Almighty. And Father God, we're thanking you once again for this service, Lord, as our pastor comes, Father. And we're asking you to bless her and heal her. In your precious name is our prayer. And we're thanking you again today for a lovely service, God. It's in your holy and matchless name that we ask you this prayer. We know Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and you, Jesus Christ, is King of kings and Lord of lords forever. This is your servant's prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning. I'm Joanne Thurman, and I'm coming to you this morning, saints, to welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry Sunday morning service under the leadership of Pastor Dr. Alfreda Bradford. We welcome you today in the beauty of the holiness, of God's holiness, a day that he has made with an expected word for your hearing entwined with a blessing. You are definitely in the right place at the right time. And for the first-time visitors, we embrace you with a special greetings. So relax, enjoy the message, get a pen or a pencil for some notes, and reflect on this teaching throughout your week. Peace and grace be with you. Welcome again. Today, our scripture, glory be to God, is Song of Songs from King Solomon, and this is the first verse. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is ointments poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me, because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard have I not kept. Tell me, O thou whom my love, my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thou way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tent. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breast. My beloved is upon me as a cluster of camp hire in the vineyards of En-Gedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved. Yea, pleasant. Also, our bed is green. The beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters are fair. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this love poem on this love weekend. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and let us put it a part in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Now it's my divine pleasure once again to introduce our shepherdess, Pastor Alfreda Bradford. And this week I'd like to say about Pastor that she's very encouraging. So encouraging to us. Each and every day she brings us something new to pray for, some new manna to chew on, which I really appreciate. She's very goal-driven. She is showing us the way to do things decently in order. She's very friendly. I do love talking to her on the phone when we talk. She's dedicated not only to Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, but she's dedicated to us, even when she's not feeling good. She's devoted to us. She's disciplined. Even when she's not feeling good, she's still working. And she's composed. Oh, yes. She looks so beautiful December 19th at our anniversary. We appreciate her. And she's very accomplished as being a writer and a pastor. So I'm going to introduce everyone to our pastor. Enjoy the service. Enjoy Pastor. And most of all, enjoy learning about Jesus. After a song or two, the next voice you'll hear is Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Enjoy your week. God bless you. I speak blessings in your life. Peace and grace. Thank you.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we do thank you, Father God, for another day, another opportunity, Father God, to come in your presence, Father God. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for a will and a desire, Father, to be in fellowship, Father God, with the brethren, Father God, in the sister and around the globe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in the comfort of our homes, our cars, at work, Father God, even on replay, Father God, we're just so grateful, Father, for any contribution, any deposit, anything that we can do to uplift your kingdom, Father God, because it's all about you. And Father God, it is your word who declares that if we lift you up, that you would do all the drawing unto yourself. So as we come, Father God, on this afternoon, Father God, we pray even right now, Father God, that the thank you, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord again on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon, giving God praise, glory, and honor. What a privilege, amen. Little snow flurries coming down here in the Philadelphia area. Nothing really sticking to the ground, amen. But nevertheless, amen. We give God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We want to thank our minister, Joannis. Amen. For that lovely, lovely, lovely welcome address. Amen. The scripture, the prayer. Amen. And so we pray that you have felt welcome. If you missed it, just jump right on in. Amen. To the at the table. There's always a seat at the table for you. Amen. And we bless be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. So we're going to move forward. Hallelujah. In the word, we already had the scripture reading in our hearing. Song of Solomon. Ooh, chapter number one. Chapter number one. It's a juicy chapter. Most people won't read it. Amen. Glory be to God. But everything that God puts in that Bible from Genesis to Revelation has meaning. Everything has purpose. And so from the scripture that have already been shared, we want to talk to you about a Valentine's Day love. A Valentine's Day love, the declaration of love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when I encourage you to take some time and read the Song of Solomon. Amen. Very, very inspiring book, very, very encouraging book. There's so much, amen, that we can learn through all of God's word, amen. When you read the first three chapters of the Song of Solomon, you're going to be reading about a courtship. Oh, yeah. It tells, amen, glory be to God, gets into juicy details about how King Solomon and the Shulamite woman met and how they fell in love. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The Bible is a book about love. The Bible, it's telling you, glory be to God, on this Valentine's Day weekend, amen, very, very, very appropriate scripture, glory be to God, but always, it doesn't make a difference if it's the 4th of July, Christmas, hallelujah, or your birthday. The God's word is always appropriate. But it talks about how a man and a woman met and fell in love. Now, for today, amen, we're just going to focus on chapter number one, and we're just going to focus on a few verses, verses number 5 through verses number 17. We want to just talk to you for a few minutes on the story of how that love began. Oh, glory be to God. It's always something about the beginning. Amen. That beginning of the relationship, the beginning of that courtship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when we read chapter number one, amen, in the first amen, five verses, amen, it describes the satisfied state of love. Then it moves on to how Solomon and his bride first met, and they began to fall in love. Beloved, it has much to teach us about our relationship with our own beloved groom, the Lord Jesus Christ, and about how our love for him grew as a response to the way that he first graciously loved us. We love him because he first loved us. Glory be to God. Beloved, truly ours is a Cinderella story of all Cinderella stories. So when we look, glory be to God, in those verses 5 through 17, it gives us three stages of how this love began. Glory be to God. It talks about the first encounter. Then it also moves on to tell us about the first exchange. And then it talks about the first date. Ah, glory be to God. Anybody remember the first date? Glory be to God. It illustrates much to us about how we have grown to love the Savior who loves us so much. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Beloved, amen, when we begin reading, glory be to God, in the book of Solomon, glory, Songs of Solomon, this book can legitimately approach, beloved, can be approached from four perspectives. The number one perspective is the romantic perspective. That is, beloved, it's a book of Hebrew poetry about love. The second perspective that we can look at this book, beloved, is the natural perspective. That is a description of a genuine historic relationship. Then the third perspective, beloved, the typological perspective, that is as a type that illustrates to us God's covenant love with Israel. Thank you, Father. And ultimately, Jesus' love for his bride, the church. And then the last perspective, beloved, perspective number four, is the spiritual perspective. That is, as a description of our personal relationship of love with the Savior by faith. Beloved, the book of Song of Solomon is a story of how the Shunammite woman and Solomon first met. And so much of this initial story fits well with the first two perspectives, beloved, the romantic perspective and the natural perspective. It is a poetic, amen, glory be to God, expression of love, but also the description of a real relationship. It is a story of the first encounter between a Shunammite woman and her future husband. Glory be to God, who was, perhaps unknown to her at that time, King Solomon. Oh, we blessed be the name of the living God. We want to talk real quickly on the three stages of how this love first began. Number one was the first encounter. Beloved, the Bible tells us that this woman was dark, but she was lovely. Now, not necessarily a dark-skinned person by ethnicity, beloved, but rather it meant that though she was beautiful, no one could know because she had been made to labor in the hot sun. She was dark because she had become tanned by her many days of hard labor in the vineyards. And in those days, beloved, it was not necessarily a sign of beauty to be tanned by the sun. If we advance in the Song of Solomon to chapter number 5, verse number 10, you will notice how she, this woman, admired her husband because he was untanned. Untanned skin was considered a sign of wealth and honor. And yet, she had become tanned through her hard labor. It was viewed by her as a cause of embarrassment. Glory be to the living God. She was embarrassed because of her dark skin. Thank you, God. She was very self-conscious of her condition. She had tended the vineyards of others in the sun, but not her own vineyard. That is, her own attractiveness was something that she had no opportunity to tend. Glory be to the living God. By the way, beloved, isn't this something of a picture of the covenant people of God? Israel had no natural attractiveness to promote her in the sight of God. Yet, as God tells us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 7, it says, and it reads like this, Deuteronomy 7 and 7, the Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And so, beloved, in much the same way, there was nothing attractive about us that will make us worthy of our Savior's love for us. We ourselves have been made humble by our sinfulness. There have been many ways in which we have rebelled against God's holy standards and have become tainted with sin. Our first encounter with the Holy Son of God might be one in which we feel a sense of shame, as this Shunammite woman felt, a sense of sorrow over our sin. We might be attracted to him, and yet we might find ourselves turning away to hide ourselves, as if to say, don't look at me. I'm a terrible, unworthy sinner. And yet, beloved, the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace to his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah, how grateful we should be that Jesus' love for us is our first encounter with him. That first encounter, we don't have to be ashamed because our skin is dark. We don't have to be ashamed because we count ourselves unworthy. We don't have to be ashamed because of our status in life, our history in life. But we don't have to be ashamed as this Shunammite woman was ashamed and with her first encounter to King Solomon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't have to be ashamed based on our worth. Glory be to God. But rather on his unmerited favor. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah. And so this is why we read, amen, where she says, I am very dark, but lovely. Oh, daughters of Jerusalem, with the tents of Kedar, with the curtains of Solomon. Do not gaze at me because I am dark, because my son has looked upon me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard I have not kept. So that first encounter with King Solomon, she had a head down. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. She was beautiful and didn't know it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And, beloved, that's how it is. Glory be to God with us. Amen. Glory be to God. We're beautiful, but sometimes we don't know it because we are born in sin and shaven in iniquity. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because of our past and our failures and our histories, glory be to God, we have no idea. Hallelujah, how much he loves us, how much he really, really cares. Then the Bible goes on, amen, beloved, amen, to tell us now to move quickly from that first encounter between Solomon and the black woman, glory be to God, and we already said not necessarily Afro-American, maybe she was. Glory be to God. Or because, as we said, because of her labor in the sun. Then it moves on to verse number 7, and it talks about that first exchange. Let us look at that real quickly again. It's already been read in your hearing. Verse 7, tell me, you whom my soul loves, where you pleasure your flock. Where you make it lie down at noon, but why should I be like one who veils herself because of the flocks of your companions? If you do not know, O most beautiful among women, follow in the tracks of the flock and pasture your young goats beside the shepherd's tents. I compare you, my love, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make for you ornaments of gold studded with silver. Oh, what a beautiful reading, beloved. What a beautiful love reading. Beloved, glory be to God. That was, amen, in that reading there, in those few verses, that was his gracious invitation. This was Solomon's gracious invitation for her to get to know more about him. It was like Solomon said, will you give me a chance? Y'all remember those days, amen, glory be to God. They were peeping high to say, can I have a chance? Hey, glory be to God. And here again, beloved, we see a picture of our Savior's approach to us. He didn't force himself into our lives when we had no relationship with him. But rather, he gently attracted our attention to his love and invited us to grow to know him better. It was very much like the picture that we see when we read in John chapter 1, when the two disciples of John the Baptist first met Jesus. And they asked Jesus, they said, Rabbi, where are you staying? And Jesus said to them, come and see. Verse number 38, Jesus said, come and see. That's the way our Savior works in drawing us to himself. He gives us the invitation. Come and see. Glory be to God. The Bible says, beloved, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Psalms 38:4. And then waits as we take up the invitation and learn more about him. Oh, he's not going to force himself on us, beloved. Amen. But he gives us that invitation. Hallelujah. How glad we should be that the Lord Jesus loves us and welcomes us to himself just as we are with the dark skin. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. With the dove's eyes. Whatever you got, glory be to God. The invitation is there. But he doesn't ultimately love us for what we are, but rather for what he has purposed to make us to be as his eternal bride and share us together with him in his glory. Glory be to God. So beloved, amen, hallelujah. We see, hallelujah, the first encounter, hallelujah. We see the first exchange. Now let us move real quickly to the first date. Between Solomon and the Shunammite woman. The first date begins in verse number 12. Amen. And it reads, while the king was on his couch, my nard gave forth its fragrance. My beloved is to me a sachet of myrrh that lies between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms and the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves. Behold, you are beautiful, my beloved. Truly delightful. Our couch is green. The beams of our house are cedar. Our rafters are pine. Oh, my God, what a beautiful reading. Beloved, apparently, this Shunammite woman took the shepherd up in his loving offer. She gave him a chance. She drew near to him and followed after him and grew to know him. A next photograph we find, beloved, in this photo album of love is one in which she is drawn very close to him and he to her. It was a love relationship, and together they bask in their delight of one another. And now, beloved, in a photograph that album opens up to us, it seems that she is at his table. While the king is at his table, glory be to God, she's at her table. She's sitting there getting to know him. Well, you know, look, if you want to really break ice with somebody, you know you got to go and eat. Yeah, you know you got to have a meal. You know you got to talk over a meal, glory be to God. And he's getting pretty close to be able to comment on her eyes, telling her she has beautiful eyes, eyes like a dove. Glory be to God. But as you can see, beloved, it's not just her that is drawn to him. That handsome king is drawn in love to this hidden beauty, this Cinderella that he has purposed to glorify for himself. So the Bible tells us, beloved, in verse 16, glory be to God, hallelujah, that, amen, he invites her to come have a seat on his bed, glory be to God, and all of this, beloved, it's nothing inappropriate about, amen, her sitting on his bed. The bed is a couch. And the house and rafters describe the meeting place and the beauty of the outdoors. It was a lovely scene. It makes a wonderful difference in our relationship with the Lord Jesus to know that not only is he beautiful to us, but we are beautiful to him. We not only take the light in him, but he takes the light in us. He is thrilled with his bride. He eagerly waits the command from the Father to go and to bring us to himself. Beloved, we are, as the writer of Hebrews put it, we are the joy that was set before him, for which he endured the cross, despising the shame. The Apostle Paul prays that we would know that we are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, as it spells out in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 18. And then, beloved, Ephesians 3 and 17 says, being rooted and grounded in love, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, what is the length, what is the depth, what is the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Beloved, once we allow the magnitude of his love for us to grip our hearts, it will change everything about us forever. And this is exactly what happened, glory be to God, as you continue to read, amen, the Song of Solomon, between Solomon and his beautiful bride, beloved, which it describes a beautiful relationship, amen, that God desires, amen, to have for us, hallelujah, his children. Beloved, I want to come and tell you today that God loves you so much. People today are going crazy, falling into depression, glory be to God, hallelujah, contemplating suicide, contemplating sin, amen, glory be to God, allowing all type of imaginations, amen, to run through their minds, amen. They want the candy, they want the flowers, they want everything. And you give them everything, and that's still not enough. They're looking for love. A lot of people are looking for love in all the wrong places, beloved. But I want to come and tell you today, beloved, as the book of Song of Solomon spells out, amen. I just want to move over real quick in the New Testament now and let you know how much God loves you. Glory be to God. Baby, you can jump right into the honeymoon right now. The marriage can be consummated. Glory be to God. James 4 and 5 says, Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit dwelleth in us, lusts to envy. He lusts to envy. We know there's a lot of lust going on this weekend. Glory, the hotels are filled up. The motels are filled up. Glory be to God, a lot of lust. People sneaking out on their spouses to meet the boo around the corner. Glory be to God, a lot of lust. But I want to tell you why lust is running rampant up and down the streets. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is lusting after you. Amen. On today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, has there ever been anything that you wanted so badly that you couldn't get it off your mind? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As some of the thoughts that's going around, sometimes you just want it so bad. You got to have it. You got to have this. You got to have her. Glory be to God. Every time you tried to think about something else, your mind just kept drifting back over and over and over to that thing you desire. You said, I don't talk to me right now. My mind is on this. Glory be to God, because you wanted that thing so bad. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a position. Whatever it is, beloved. Finally, your urge to possess it became so intense that every fiber of your being wanted to reach out and capture it before anyone else had a chance to snatch it first. So I don't know if any of you ever been in love, but when a man loves a woman and when a woman loves a man, Don't look, I ain't got time to talk to you. Glory be to God. I just got to look. I know some men and women so much in love. Glory be to God that you ain't got to say nothing. They just call one another. Baby, let me hear you breathe. Falling asleep on one another. Getting pleasure out of hearing the breath. Hearing the snore. Amen. Because of that intensity that I got to be with you one way or another. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. I want you to know the Bible tells us in the New Testament, glory be to God, that the Spirit of God lusts. When we look at that word lust in the Greek, it portrays an intense desire, an intense, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has an intense desire. The Holy Spirit has a craving. The Holy Spirit has a hunger. The Holy Spirit has an ache. The Holy Spirit has a yearning for something, a longing or a penning for something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's abnormal. Hallelujah. It's an excessive yearning. It is intense. James 4 and 5 says, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. Glory be to God. That word lust, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to look at that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is described. Amen. Describing the Holy Spirit craving his love for you. Solomon was in love with this Shunammite woman. He said, baby, I got to have you. I come to tell you this morning, beloved, that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, said he got to have you. He's in love with you. Oh, glory be to God. He's wooing you. Oh, glory be to God. Never mind about the black skin, the white skin. Never mind if you're fat. Never mind if you're skinny. Never mind if you're rich. Never mind if you're poor. Never mind if you're educated. Never mind if you're uneducated. The Holy Spirit is saying, I got to have you. Glory be to God. Breasts or no breasts. Hips or no hips. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 He is craving. The Spirit of God craves. The Bible is telling us he craves for us, beloved. Hallelujah. He desperately is in love with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's like a drug addict that got to get a fix. Oh, glory be to God. They got to get that fix. They got to get that shot. They got to get it. Say, I'm addicted to it. I come to tell you, the Holy Spirit is addicted to you. Oh, glory be to God. He's crying out, I got to have it. I can't wait any longer. I don't want to wait till tonight. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I want it right now. Give me what I crave. Give me what I'm aching and yearning to have. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. This is how much God loves us. This is how much God loves us. If you're looking, hallelujah, for a Valentine, even if you think you have one, if you don't have him, you don't have the right one yet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, James 4 and 5 reveals the intense yearning that the Holy Spirit possessed to have us entirely for himself. He don't want to share you. He don't want to share you. Some people are sharing today. Threesomes, foursomes. Amen. They're sharing. Hallelujah. The husband got a 2 o'clock appointment here and a 6 o'clock appointment here and a 9 o'clock appointment there. But the Holy Spirit does not want to share you, beloved. Hallelujah. And that should be no surprise to us. He is our indweller. He is our sealer. He is our sanctifier. He is the source of power. Hallelujah, beloved. His attention, power, and his word are all directed towards us. Let me say this as I wrap up this morning, beloved. He is in love with us. God is in love with us. The Holy Spirit is in love with us. He's begging. He's pleading. Please be my Valentine. Not just for a day. Not just for February 14th. Not just for a weekend. Be Jew. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit is so in love with us that he wants more, 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 and more of us. He can't get enough of us. Every day, he wants our time. Every day, he wants our attention. Every day, he wants our devotion. Every day, he wants our fellowship. God, beloved, if we deny the Holy Spirit of what he wants, he cries out, I need you. The Holy Spirit cries out, I must have you. I want to fill you. I want to empower you. And I want to flood you with my divine life. Oh, yes, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at that scripture one more time. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it to you. Hallelujah. And the pure definition of the scripture, within the Greek definition, the Spirit has an all-consuming and passionate desire to have more and more and more of us. In fact, this desire to possess us is so strong that he literally yearns, he literally craves and pines after us. Beloved, hallelujah. Speaking about a Valentine's Day love, I want you never to forget that the Holy Spirit is a divine lover who lives on the inside of us. He passionately yearns to fulfill his responsibility to the Father, to help, to teach, to guide, and to empower us. Beloved, that Greek word empathetically means that when it comes to you and when it comes to me, the Holy Spirit can never get enough. The Holy Spirit desires to possess you, all of you. Because of this intense desire, he is focused on changing you. He is focused on empowering you. He is focused on conforming you to the image of Jesus Christ and helping you fulfill God's plan for your life. Beloved, learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. Just like that Shunammite woman finally yielded and said, come on, Solomon. Sure, what you want to say? She opened up and said, I'll give you a chance. Beloved, I encourage you today, open up and give God a chance. Open up. He's wooing you. He's pursuing you. Glory be. Open up. And he knows you've been hurt. He knows you've been wounded. He knows your past. He's open up and give him a chance. Oh, glory be to God. Yield to the Holy Spirit and allow him to have more and more of you each day. Sanctify the yearning of this divine lover. Let the Holy Spirit love you. He wants to love you. He won't hurt you. He won't throw you under the bus. He won't do that to you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let him control you. Hallelujah. Let him exercise his authority in your life and flood you with his divine desire. Because his desire is only to make you better and better. His desire is to only make you more and more. His desire is to bless you going in and bless you coming out and bless you in the city and bless you in the field. His desire, Holy, is to prosper you, hallelujah, with an abundant life. His desire is to be your sun and shield and to give you grace and glory. And no good thing does he withhold from those who walk aright. That's his desire. Oh, glory be to God that whatever you ask for, it will not be denied. Whatever you pray for, it will not be denied. Glory be to God. That's his desire. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you tell him yes. Hallelujah. When you stop, amen. Hallelujah. Stop giving him the run around. Sometimes we like to give men and women the run around. We like to put them on the chase. We want to see how bad the man wants us. We want him to climb the mountain, Mount Everest. We want to see how bad the woman wants us. We want to play games. Amen. Before we say yes. Glory. Don't stop playing games. Stop playing games. Tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. He loves you. He loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Hallelujah. He gave his life, what more could he give? Thank God for this love affair. Oh, how he loves you. I got to have you, baby. I got to have you. How that's what God is telling you and me. Oh, how he loves me. Hallelujah. He said, I came down 40 in two generations. I left heaven. I came down to earth. That's how much I love you. He said, I died on the cross because I love you. He said, I was wounded as a sheep before shears. Glory be. I was bruised. Hallelujah. Oh, how he loves you. He said, I gave my own life. Oh, how he said, I love you that much. Oh, how he loves. He said, I stretched out on the cross, hung my head and died. Oh, how he loves you. He said, I went down into hell for 3 days. Oh, how he loves me. He said, but I was resurrected on that third day. Hallelujah, that you may have eternal life with me. That's how much I love you. I didn't have to come. I didn't have to come. But I love you so much. And I just had to have you with me for eternity. Will you tell the Lord yes and accept this Valentine's love? Amen. Forever. Forever. Ever. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you. We bless you, Father God, hallelujah, for this love relationship, Father God, that you painted before the foundation of time. Father God, how you have been wooing your people. Oh, Father God, in desperation, letting us know how much you're yearning for us, how much you want us, how much you care for us, to the extent that you even died for us. Father God, thank you. Thank you. There's no greater love. There's no greater love. This love tops, Father God, a box of chocolates. This life, this love tops a bouquet of flowers and roses. This love tops, oh, Father God, a fancy dinner somewhere. Oh, Father God, this love is the true intimacy, hallelujah, and relationship of all times. We say yes. We say yes, Father. Forgive us, Father God, for taking so long. Forgive us for playing with you. Forgive us for turning our backs on you. Forgive us for putting you on a chase. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. And we respond to your love this day, knowing that we only love you, Father, because you first love us. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for a declaration of love, Valentine's Day love, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. And every day is Valentine's Day, amen, because Valentine represents love, and God is love. How do you like that? Amen. And we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, we encourage you. We encourage you. Please, 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 please. If somebody knocked on your door somehow and offered you, came with a bunch of bouquet of flowers and candies and gifts for this Valentine's Day, what would you do? You might not halfway know him. Glory be to God. Most of you going to say, all right, I'll take the gift. I'm going to take the gift. You peeping out your peephole and all you see is flowers everywhere. Well, I come to tell you that Jesus is knocking at the door today. He is the flowers. He is the candy. He is the roses. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. if any man will open up, glory be to God. He said, I will come in, amen, and sup with him and he with me. Tell the Lord yes. The same way you wouldn't turn those flowers and that candy around, amen, don't turn Jesus away. Come on, we want to take you to Jesus before we give the benediction today. Come on, give your life to Jesus today. Hallelujah. He is wooing you. Hallelujah. Stop right where you are. And as the Shulamite woman accepted Solomon's invitation, we ask that you would accept the Lord's invitation. Repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner born in sin, and I have practiced sin. Didn't know anything else to do but practice it. Father God, I repent for breaking your heart, for grieving your heart. And Father, I stop this day right here, and I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And I invite him in to live in my heart, to rule as my Valentine, as my Lord, as my Savior, as my King, as my all in all. And from this day forward, I submit, I surrender, I obey. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen? Amen and amen. There you go. There you go, baby. That's the best Valentine's Day gift ever. Glory be to God. You can send the other stuff back if you want to. You got all you need. You got all you need when you got Jesus. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to invite you. Amen. Hallelujah. To visit our website here at lifeforjesus.org, find out more about our ministry, our Facebook ministry, 5 o'clock in the mornings, Tuesdays through Thursdays, amen, our blog talk radio platform, Spiritual Breakfast for Champions, 7 days a week, amen, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m., amen, Sundays at 12, amen, our prayer altar, where we meet twice a day at the prayer altar praying, and intercessory prayer, amen, our media ministry, amen, glory be to God on all the media streaming channels, amen, even have our own TV channel, amen, so please, amen, visit our website and find out more about us, amen. While you're there, amen, we ask that you will talk to the Lord, amen, about considering to be a partner with, amen, this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And sowing into good soil. We appreciate you. Amen. And we can sow into the lives of one another. Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. For your generous giving. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. Amen. Amen. We want to pray. First of all, we want to thank God for the word. We want to thank God for the souls that gave their lives to Christ today. Are we feeling this? We know it's done. We have the witness in our spirit. Thank you. Thank God for all of you calling in today, touching and agreeing. Amen. God bless you all around the globe. Amen. Thank you. We want to hear from you. Come on, lifewordjesus.org. Send us an email. Send us a phone call. Send us a letter in the mail. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, PA 19038. We want to hear from you. Please, it encourages us. Amen. Thank our minister, Joannis, for presiding today. Amen. We just want to thank God for everything. And we pray that everybody have a beautiful, beautiful day, a beautiful weekend. Valentine's Day don't have anything to do with sex and sin, beloved, but it's about beauty, holiness, and intimacy. Amen. It's about a loving God pursuing you. Amen. That's what it's about. He's the pursuer. Amen. Hallelujah. Just say yes. Thank God we did. Amen. Everybody, amen. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for this service. Thank you for what a beautiful love story, Father. Beautiful love story. The whole Bible is a beautiful love story. From Genesis to Revelation, about how much you loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son. Oh, Father God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is a love story, and there is no greater love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, whatever we do today, Super Bowl, whatever, hallelujah, whatever we do today, Father, help us to keep our minds steadfast on you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death. No weapon formed against us will prosper. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Father, for all the people that we're going to be hearing from this week. Father, we're believing you that the emails are going to flood us, flood this ministry, as we hear from our brothers and sisters around the globe, all around Russia, India, Brazil, China, Africa, Canada, Father God, the United States of America, all around the globe. We believe you, they're going to flood us, that we're going to have to hire some people to help us to open the mail and read it. So we're going to read each one, and we're going to respond to each one individually. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, Mr. Him was able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen and amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is a spell. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Happy Valentine's Day, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Know how much God loves you. He's just waiting for you to respond to his love call for you. Blessings on blessings.